measure of the first century church. Ephesians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. If you have questions for me throughout the week or anything, please don't hesitate to call me. I would assume our phone number is readily available to people in the church. Would get a hold of the secretary, whatever. I'm not going to say it now because it's on the internet and I don't want a bunch of prank phone callers. But I certainly would appreciate your phone call if you have any questions, any concerns, any comments. Maybe something was a blessing to you. Pick up the phone, send me an email. Again, I can give you that. Again, probably on the side. Maybe something you need to pray about, maybe something heavy on your heart throughout the week. Maybe you'd like Sharon and I to come over to your house. We would certainly be glad to do that. The measure of the first century church. The most wonderful thing about a church is its likeness to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ must always be the goal. How do we measure up to him? As we study the New Testament, we find the measure of the first century church was in its likeness to Jesus Christ. The measure of the first century church was in its likeness to Jesus Christ. Our lesson aims to learn the measure of the first century church, that it was in the likeness of Jesus Christ. To see that God wants every member of the church to be perfect in Christ Jesus, to be maturing in the Lord, and growing in Christ's likeness. To understand that as we are perfected in Christ, we can do the work of the ministry on a daily basis. Then to grow in the Lord Jesus by being obedient when he speaks to us through his word. To keep ourselves right with God and not to be blown about by every wind of doctrine. To realize that we must feed on God's word daily if we are going to be Christ-like. And then to trust the Lord with all things and grow in Christ's likeness by commending all things to God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians 4, we'll read 11 through 16. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Let's pray. Father, as we open your word now and we consider truths that we see that the first century church lived by, Lord, might we consider, are these for us today? And certainly they are. Because certainly if we'll walk holy lives before you, our church will be different. And we will be Christ-like. Lord, we pray for your word today, that it would meet the needs of hearts and lives here today. Pray for your Holy Spirit to come along beside each one of us and take your word and speak to our hearts. Lord, give us clarity of speech today. Lord, we need to be understood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Following along in your lessons, the measure of the first century church was in its likeness to Jesus Christ. We learn much about the first century church in the book of Ephesians. When we come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and of course this is our memory verse. When we come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, we no longer act as children. We don't act immature. We will not be, as verse 14 says, blown around by every wind of doctrine. You have, if you had your TV on and you had a TV preacher on, you can pick up a lot of strange doctrine on that television with those TV preachers. Pick up a lot of strange doctrine. And if you don't be careful, it'll grab a hold of your foundation. And your foundation, if you don't be careful, will shake. So first of all, just stay away from that nonsense. Just stay away from it. Okay? Otherwise, you're going to be picking up the phone and say, Pastor, and Pastor will be glad to help you, as would any teacher here, I'm sure. But just stay away from that, and then that won't get shaken. We have a sure foundation. There's no doubt about that. But there's enough wolves out there who aren't in the ministry for the proper reason, and they're not ashamed to abuse God's word. Maturity. Following along in your lesson, in order to accomplish God's goal in the local assembly, the Bible says in Ephesians 4:11 that he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. This is what he gave us. Apostles, of course, one that had seen the risen Christ. And of course, we've not done that. But then the apostles took, as they had met the risen Christ, they then went out and proclaimed the risen Christ to the lost. And we can certainly do that because we know him personally, although we've not seen the body of the risen Christ. But we can certainly go out and tell others what we know of Jesus Christ. And he gave some prophets, those that would foretell. Now, certainly, we believe that the canon is closed. It's all done. There's no new revelation. But can we foretell? Yes, certainly we can. We can foretell this to the world, to our friends, to our neighbors, to the guys at work. We can foretell. We can certainly do that. Some evangelists, those that would go out and win the lost and go to places where the gospel's never been, the 1040 window. We've heard about that, the 10th parallel to the 40th, what are those called, those lines on the maps? And latitude, longitude, where what, 90% of the world is? And hasn't heard the gospel or something like that. Something just amazing. Just amazing. Evangelists to go out and proclaim God's word. And certainly we as Christians are to evangelize the world ourselves, aren't we? We're to take God's word to the lost. Because the lost needs to know that there's a God in heaven that loves them. And that they've broken his law. And that they need to deal with him about that and repent of their sins. And that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save them. And that if they'll trust him, they can be saved. And then, of course, our pastors and teachers. Our pastors and teachers, which is our pastor, the head of this local body. Christ's body on earth today is what? It's us, isn't it? Is it this building? No, certainly it's not this building. It's us. Hamburg had a town meeting and declared one of the churches over there to be a historical site. Now they can't expand. They can't do anything with the site. And we don't understand, Hamburg said, why you'd want to you leave that church or change that church? They said, you don't understand. The building is not the church. We, the people, are the church. We are Christ's body, aren't we? These gifts to the church enable us to continue the ministry of Jesus Christ. Each local assembly, when functioning properly, represents well the beautiful ministry of the Lord Jesus. Our measure is in our likeness to Jesus Christ. Measure the first century church is when we line up with Jesus Christ. So our measure is how are we lining up with Jesus Christ. How do we know about the Lord? Right here. This is how we know. This is how we, this tells us how to live, how to act, how to talk. This God's word tells us that. What is our measure? How do we measure up? If I, a year ago, had gone to my refrigerator and drew a line on how tall I was spiritually, and then I went to my refrigerator today, and I drew a line on the refrigerator today of how tall I am spiritually, be ideal if that line was a little higher, wouldn't it? In my life and in your life. How do we measure up? How do we measure up? At least in our awareness, are we more aware now than we were a year ago? When we see a soul, is he just a soul or is he somebody that's lost? When the neighbor, again, is throwing garbage over under your fence, is he the guy throwing garbage over to your side? Or is he a lost soul? What do we see? What do we see him as? Our measure, as we grow in Christ, we're going to look at people differently. You and I will look at people differently. In verse 12, I don't think we're going to go through this lesson all this week. I think part of it's going to go to next week. In verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Jesus Christ. The Lord gave these gifts to the church for the perfecting of the saints, which is maturing. Sinless perfection on earth? No. Maturing? Yes. The perfect man, mature, complete in Jesus Christ. This perfecting is becoming complete in Christ. For the work of the ministry, as the saints are perfected, they do the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry grows out of the lives of perfected saints. Mature, complete saints. Are we mature? Have we grown up? The work of the ministry cannot be confined to this local meeting of believers inside this building. It's a work of the ministry that should be done every day in our lives as we go out. The work of the ministry. It's what you and I do as we obey God's word and go out from this place. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying meaning building up. For the building up. The edification of the body of Christ naturally follows the work of the ministry. And then verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unity. Unity here is not the sacred cow. Unity is not the goal. Many times you'll hear that unity is what it's about. No, what it's about is holiness. That's what it's about. It's about holiness. And my wife and I, when we met in Bible college, and we'd send love notes back and forth and stuff like that, on the bottom of our love note was the triangle. The triangle. As you and I become more like Christ, will come closer together. As you and I live holy lives, the more holy we live, the more Christ-like we live, the closer we'll walk. So unity, the unity of the faith, unity is not the goal. Some people are willing to sacrifice everything, including doctrine, for unity. It's not the goal. When you and I walk like Jesus Christ, we'll be unified. Unity. Part of a local assembly of believers, it is your responsibility to make sure that you are moving forward. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Christ is the goal. Being Christ-like is the goal. Honoring Christ is the goal. Turn with me in your Bible to Acts chapter 20 and verse 26. Acts chapter 20 and verse 26. Kelly, I can go to like 10 till, right? Turn with Acts chapter 20. Verse 26, quarter till. Man, I hate just peeling through this. Acts 20, 26 to 32. Wherefore I take you to record this day. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop. There's no way I'm going to get through this. I'm sorry for the indecision here. In the past, I've just ripped through this last page, and I really don't want to do that. So we're going to stop right there. Memory verse is going to be the same memory verse next week. It's your second week for the memory verse. So when Brother Ravert says, okay, can I have a volunteer? I want to see a lot of hands go up fast, okay? You got 2 weeks on this memory verse. Review your lesson. If you didn't do your questions, do them. This stuff's important. This is what's telling me and you how to live. This is what's telling us how to be Christ-like. If we want this, God's church, Christ's body on earth, to be what it needs to be, it only happens by you and I walking Christ-like. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this, your word, that it's our guiding light. That darkness disappears when it is revealed. Lord, we're thankful for the light that we have in Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the salvation that mankind can have if they just put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. If they consider their sin against a holy God and repent of that sin, ask Jesus Christ to save them, that indeed they can be saved. Lord, we thank you for dying for us. Lord, we pray that you would help us to live for you. Help us to be Christ-like. Lord, help us to check the measurement, to see how we're doing compared to a year ago, compared to whatever. Are we more Christ-like today than we were before? Lord, might your spirit continue to work. Might your word continue to reach the mark. We pray for pastor as he travels. We pray for safety for him. Lord, we look forward to this morning's service. Might your Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.